Now we'll look at a new initiative launched at UW-Madison aimed at helping the government identify the remains of fallen American soldiers. It's called the UW-MIA Recovery and Identification Project. It'll rely on the university's history, archaeology, and forensic expertise to help recover some of the 83,000 troops missing in wars going back to World War II. Filmmaker Jed Henry's part of the team. He's with us today to tell us more about his story and the project. Jed, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
So how did this start? How did you and this UW team get involved in finding these missing soldiers?
Well, it's a long story. To make it short, I was interested in my grandfather's service in World War II. He was a native of Rocca, Wisconsin, and I started researching the unit that he served in. Like most veterans, he didn't talk much about the war, and I desperately wanted to know more about, you know, what he'd encountered and what his experience was. And as I started looking into it, I found that there was one man from his unit, a small reconnaissance unit of 199 men. They had 44 that were killed during the war, and there was one guy that was still missing. And it just seemed like there was something, you know, a piece missing from the puzzle. And so myself and a couple other volunteers, we started looking into the case. And when we got far enough along, we came to the UW-Madison because we needed help with DNA. And it didn't take long before they jumped on board to help with that case. And we were able to bring that soldier home in June of last year. And he was buried in August on the 70th anniversary of his death.
So talk through the detective steps involved in finding him or the other people you're looking for.
Well, it starts with historical analysis. And, you know, this case was a World War II case. And when you're dealing with World War II, you're dealing with fragmented records that are, you know, scattered about kind of throughout the United States in different places. Some have to be gotten through the Freedom of Information Act, which can be timely or time consuming. But you kind of just have to go through. It's the normal detective work of trying to figure out, okay, you know, what happened to these guys? Where were they killed? Who was with them? Which area were they? And were they possibly recovered? In many cases, you know, soldiers were recovered. We have about 10,000 sets of human remains in U.S. cemeteries around the world, many of which the government refuses to even work on. And many of those could be identified through DNA if we could have access to them.
So the Department of Defense is trying to track down soldiers from past wars, but you mentioned to me before the show that World War II is not currently a priority.
Well, it's the lowest priority, technically. And World War II didn't necessarily come into the mission of recovering soldiers until 2010. There was a government mandate that the accounting community or the government organizations that are in charge of finding soldiers, they had to start clearing 200 cases a year in 2015. And a year and a half ago in a congressional meeting, they said they'd be lucky to get to 125 by 2018. But they've gotten an influx of about 3 to 4 times the budget. So right now we're spending about $190 million a year to account for, on average, 74 soldiers. So it's costing about $2.5 million per identification. And the case that we did here at the University of Madison, Wisconsin-Madison, cost about $25,000.
So much cheaper than the Department of Defense is doing it. Why is it? Why is the UW well-suited to do this kind of thing?
Well, the UW is, as I'm told, one of only a handful of universities that actually have every component that's necessary to identify soldiers. When you talk about, you know, DNA, history, anthropology, it's a unique place that has everything here, and it's almost all in one building. And we have a number of experts also around the city of Madison that have all said that they would love to help. And so it's a unique place.
Now, what does this mean to a family member to have this mystery out there and maybe to have it solved and have remains brought back, or at least to know where they are?
I think it's incredibly overwhelming. You know, most families kind of have given up. You know, they kind of figured, well, if nothing's happened in 70 years, they're not likely to find anything out. But when you start going through this and you start gathering clues and you have a chance to actually succeed, the Gordon family that we worked with, they said they were grateful just for any information because they had gotten nothing from the U.S. government at the time of the war, after the war, and the year since. And they begged for information and never could get anything. So I think, you know, just anything is helpful.
And about how many missing soldiers are we talking about just from World War II?
In World War II, there are 73,000 missing approximately. Most people speculate that about half of those could actually be found and recovered and possibly identified.
So what's next for this project? What are you working on now to try to find more and bring this information back to families?
Well, we already have a number of cases to work. We've got a dozen cases in Europe that we're ready to move on. We're hoping to do digs in this fall. The biggest problem we have right now is funding. With the current situation at the University of Wisconsin, with the budget cuts, that really hurt the program, the project. Being a new startup project here, it's hard to find the funding to do that. So, you know, we've tried to do some private donations, and we're hoping that those might possibly come in. And if they don't, we'll have to look for alternate sources.
Is there any thought, as I understand it right now, the Department of Defense isn't allowed to work with civilian groups on this. Is there hope that they might get on board and back something like this?
We'd hope so. But, you know, from the response that we've gotten, I mean, we sent something to the Department of Defense basically saying, hey, look, this program's created. We'd love to work with you, probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I've yet to even get a reply back. And considering they weren't willing to even help with the Gordon case, I'm not really optimistic. I would love to work with them, and the UW would as well, but I'm not optimistic.
All right, Jed, interesting project. Good luck going forward.
Thank you.
That's Jed Henry, part of the UW-Madison project that's helping identify remains of U.S. soldiers going back as far as World War II.